Rumor, meanwhile, with tidings, ran swiftly through the town, reporting the suitors' awful death and doom. And those who heard gathered from every side with moans and groans before the palace of Odysseus. Out of the house they each brought forth his dead and buried them. And all that came from other towns they gave to fishermen to carry home on their swift ships. Then they went trooping to the assembly, sad at heart. And when they were assembled and all had come together, Eupeithes rose and thus addressed them. For he cherished in his heart a sorrow for his son that could not be appeased, his son Antinous, the first whom royal Odysseus slew. With tears for him he thus addressed them, saying,
O friends, this man has wrought a monstrous deed on the Achaeans. For some he carried off in ships, good men and many, and then he lost his hollow ships and lost his people too, and now he has come home and killed the very noblest men of Cephallenia. Up then, let us set forth before he swiftly goes to Pylos and sacred Elis, where the Achaeans rule, or we shall be disgraced henceforth forever, for it will be a shame for future times to know if we take no revenge on those who slew our sons and brothers. Life, to my thinking, then would be no longer sweet. Nay, I would die at once and join the men now slain, but forth, ere they escape from us across the sea.
Tears in his eyes he spoke. Pity touched all the Achaeans. But Medon now drew near, and with him the sacred bard from the palace of Odysseus. For slumber left them. They stood still in the midst, and wonder fell on all, while Medon, a man of understanding, thus addressed them. Hearken to me now, men of Ithaca, for not without consent of the immortal gods Odysseus planned these deeds. I myself saw a deathless god stand by Odysseus in all points like to mentor. And this immortal god appeared before Odysseus, cheering him on. And then, to the consternation of the suitors, he stormed along the hall, and side by side they fell. As he spoke thus, pale fear took hold on all. But to them spoke the old lord Halitherses, the son of Master, for he alone looked both before and after. He, with good will, addressed them thus, and said, Hearken now, men of Ithaca, to what I say. By your own fault, my friends, these deeds are done, because you paid no heed to me, nor yet to Mentor, the shepherd of the people, in hindering your sons from foolish crime. They wrought a monstrous deed in wanton willfulness when they destroyed the goods and wronged the wife of one who was their prince, saying that he would come no more. Let then the past be ended. And listen to what I say. Do not set forth, or some may find a self-sought ill.